Yeah. Woo!
All right, that's the game, dog. Gotta go to work.
Okay, man.
Hey,
Tina, how you doing?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
Guess where he's going?
He ain't got no job, man.
All right, baby. I didn't mean to upset you, baby.
He can't upset me because, baby, I got some good news.
All right, what's the good news, baby?
Martin, me and Pam got the Johnson account. Yes, we did. Boy, for our firm. Yes, we did.
Go ahead, boo.
And my boss was so happy, he's letting us use his cabin in the Chippewa Woods.
The Chippewa Woods.
Oh, yeah, the Chippewa Woods. And, hey, baby, an old Indian legend says that if you kiss under the Chippewa waterfall, you're going to stay in love forever.
When we going to go?
This weekend, baby, we could go canoeing, we could go hiking.
Ah, Gina, damn. Got to stop you right there, baby. Gina, the Pistons are a game away from the playoffs. And they need me right now. I gotta watch them, Gene. I can't sell out on them. Not now.
Martin, there is a TV in the cabin, so don't even try it. You going?
Oh, then I can watch it there. Then that's cool.
That's right.
That's cool.
Since Pam is gonna be there, why don't you invite Tommy?
Yeah, that's right. Tommy could come, you know, because then he could watch the game with me. Mm-hmm. And I'll be glad that Pam will be there, too.
You'll be glad that Pam is there?
Baby, we're gonna be in the woods. Mm-hmm. We might need somebody that can talk bear.
Rick. So, are you all ready to take your guided tour of the Chippewa Indian Trail?
No, we weren't scheduled till 4 o'clock.
Oh, golly. Well, it looks like someone's made a boo-boo. Well, this is the last tour of the day, so I'm afraid it's now or never.
Well, I said we go now.
Okay, I'm ready now, but we're gonna have a hard time pulling Martin away from the basketball game.
Don't you worry about that, because Mama's gonna handle this. Oh, y'all wait outside.
I get it. And your hubby are about to do the freaky deaky, huh? Well, we'll be right outside.
Yeah, please. Come on, oh, no.
Freaky deaky.
Honey. Yeah.
Gina, what are you doing?
We need to go right now, Martin. We gotta go on a tour. It's the last one.
Gina, if you think I'm missing this game, somebody done told you wrong.
Well, if this game is more important than me, then watch a little stinky game. I don't even care.
Oh, I'm glad you understand, boo. Nobody like my baby, you know that?
Say what?
Step to the side.
Oh, no, you must be out your mind.
All right, Gina, fine, okay? I'm coming.
Thank you.
Okay? Because I love you more than anything in the world.
Now, that's better. That's my sweet baby that I know so well. You don't have to be all...
Yeah.
What is that?
A portable TV. I mean, I love you, Gina, but I'd be damned if I'm gonna miss this game.
Maybe this. You don't even need. I can't believe you, Martin.
Red Hill, top of the key. Shoots. Score!
Oh!
And this is where the Chippewa Indians defeated the Cleveland Indians 6-5 in our next training game. It's a little Ranger humor. Any questions?
Oh, hell no!
Was there a problem, Mr. Payne?
Oh, they just called a foul on Grant Hill, man.
If you're gonna watch the game, would you at least keep it quiet so the rest of us can hear him?
Please.
Well, baby, you ain't got to be coming at me like that.
Now, if you just look through these trees over here, you can see the main Chippewa campground.
Oh, move. Come on, see? Let me see.
Pam, would you move out the way? You're messing up my picture now.
Oh, please, Ma. You should get good reception with them satellite dish ears you got.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Ow! Are you all right?
Ouch! I think I sprained my ankle.
Damn, your ankle. You smashed my TV.
Okay,
Just take it easy, Pam.
Wait.
All right, let me look at
your
ankle.
Don't touch it. Okay, okay. I don't think it's broken, Pam.
Damn, if it ain't broken, Gina, look at it. The antenna go this way. This is all
Martin,
broken.
Martin!
We're going to need to ice this right away.
Okay, look, you guys go on with the hike, okay? I'm gonna carry Pam back to the cabin. Okay.
Oh, damn that, Tommy. Look, I'll take her back, man.
Oh, don't even try it, Martin. You just want to take her back so you can watch that stupid basketball game.
Oh, Gina! How can you say that? I care about Pam more than anything in this world, and you know that. When Pam hurts, I hurt. Now, let's get back to the cabin. Holly scary.
Look, Tommy, I don't want to mess up your trip. I'll just go with him.
Okay. All right.
Let's go, Pam.
Hold on. Martin, what about the waterfall?
All right, Gene, I'll tell you what. Once I get back to the cabin, we'll have all the waterfalls you want. We'll take a shower together, okay?
So you don't want to kiss me at the waterfalls, Martin?
Okay, look, just let me get Pam back to the cabin, and I'll drive back to the waterfalls, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Come on. Right, let's roll, Bubsy Bowl.
Oh! Damn!
What?
Is that your breath? Or is there a dead day around here?
Just come on. Okay. Hold me. Just pull me up.
Let right. Ranger Rick show you a little short.
Okay, what'd you say, Rick?
Okay, you just go down the trail.
I'm leading you.
You hurting me. What?
Brad's got me in the air.
Martin, slow down, all right? I twisted my ankle, remember?
There you go, Pam. Always thinking of yourself. Hey, look, Pam, come on. I got to get back and see the Pistons game.
Forget the Pistons. I need time to rest, Martin.
You know what? The Ranger's whack. He gonna tell us we'd be back here in 10 minutes. We've been walking over an hour, Pam.
That's true. What happened to that stupid creek he said we would cross?
I don't know why you asking me. I thought you camels could sniff your way to water.
Shut up, Martin, now. Come on, this is serious. We done passed this rock 3 times. I think we're lost.
I'm in the land of the lost.
You are.
And I'm stuck with a damn dinosaurus. Can't believe this. How the hell we get stuck in the woods, Pam?
How dare you ask that question? I told you. I said make a left at the bridge. No, your fickle behind just had to make the right.
Everybody don't know the woods like you, Grizzly Adams.
That's gonna be enough of your small talk, little man. Let's just worry about how we gonna get back.
Why? Why? Ain't no way. Shoot, I'd have missed the whole damn game anyway.
Oh, yes, there is a way, because I'm out of here. Ouch. I hurt my leg. I can't walk anymore, Martin. The only way I'm gonna get out of here is if you carry me.
Well, good luck. Enjoy the scenery, because I ain't carrying Jack.
Martin, get back here. You just can't leave me here alone.
Why not, Pam? You're in the woods. You're among friends. Goodness. What the hell? Is it like that? Just because I left you, you gonna call your cousins on me?
All right. Thank you, Ranger Ron.
Okay. What's happening?
Well, they're not at the first aid station.
So what does that mean?
Well, it can mean one of two things. They've been eaten by bears, or they've been eaten by wolves. Well, that's just a little more ranger humor.
Look here, Jolly Ranger. We don't need any more of your humor, okay? It is getting dark out there. We have to do something, man, now.
Okie dokie. We can send out a search party and then we'll find him in the morning.
Hey! That's my husband and my best friend you're talking about here. No, we're going out there now.
Already? But first we have to take the ranger out.
If you don't take your fake Smokey the Bear corny joke-telling ass out there to find my peeps, you're gonna need a search party.
That's the old...
Oh, that's the the oath. That's the damn oath.
Okay, here we go. All right.
I can't believe this. We've been out here all this time, and they ain't sent no search party for us or nothing.
Yeah, it's cold, and I'm hungry.
Oh, come on, Pam. Ugh. You mean to tell me you ain't got no Scooby snacks, no snossages, nothing?
Stop talking about food. You're making me hungry.
Girl.
I sure could go for a hot dog with mustard right about now.
So hungry, I can eat a horse.
Oh, man, this is the absolute worst. I'm stuck in the woods with an evil troll.
Stop the crying. Cut that old crying out, girl. I say cut that crying out, Pam. Now, we got to be men about this.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I just thought about something.
What?
Get my knapsack. I think I'll put a candy bar in it this morning.
You got something?
And then we could split it, and I'll share it with you. The
girl,
candy
it's
bar,
in your bag?
Man. Yeah, look in it. Look
you say it's a candy
on
bar.
On the outside pocket.
Side pocket?
It should
pocket?
Be somewhere
okay,
in there.
Okay, side pocket it is.
Yeah. Did you find it yet? Martin, did you find it yet?
No, ain't no candy over here. I didn't eat nothing.
Forget it. It's too cold to eat out here anyway.
What's the matter? You didn't shed your winter fur yet.
Why don't you try rubbing those sticks you call legs together and maybe we can start our fire?
You know what, Pam? You gonna stop
no,
talking
gonna
to me
gonna
like that, all
nothing,
right? We're out here in the woods.
As much as this idea turns my stomach. Baby, we should get closer together so we can keep warm.
What? Ain't that much cold in the world. Have me snuggling up with you. I'd rather freeze to death.
Well, fine. That's exactly what you gonna do, because I'm the one with the coat.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought so. Come on in, brother. Come on in.
Oh, damn.
Nobody want to touch you.
Girl, just bring the coat around a little more.
Right.
This ain't working, Pam. I'm still freezing.
All right.
What?
Well, here's another idea.
What?
Maybe we should put our arms around each other.
Maybe you're right. We the only ones out here.
All right. Don't watch the way you touch me.
Okay. Well,
watch the way.
Please, I am trying to watch where I touch you. Okay? You know what, Pam?
What?
This is working.
Yeah.
Your winter fur is keeping us warm, girl.
Shut up, Martin. Wait a minute. I just remembered something. Pass me my knapsack.
What?
Pass me the knapsack.
You got some... What?
Come here.
What?
Check it out. Check it out.
Girl, what you doing with a bottle of wine?
Shoot, I came up here to get my party on.
Well, crack that thing open, girl.
Well,
you know what I mean? Let me get a swig of that so
swig.
I can keep warm.
Let me get my swig on.
All right. Hey. Check it out.
Get off my...
I'm trying to help you get it out.
Hey, you know what? The landlord just turned the heat on.
Okay, it's a bomb, huh?
Yep.
Let me get a swig of
that. Get the swig. Say your prayers first. That feels good.
Oh, girl, now they got to hurry up, come get us now.
Well, you know what? Maybe if you say hi-ho, the other six dwarves will come and rescue us.
Real funny, Snow Fright.
Why is it that every time we go away, something bad happens?
Phew. Remember the time we got stuck on that island?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And that little rat, possum, puppy thing.
I remember that.
Attacked us?
Yeah, we beat his behind, too, man. We tore him up.
Guess what?
What?
I think that rat, puppy, possum thing is back, Pam.
What you talking about?
Look to your right.
Oh, no.
Oh no.
Okay.
Now I go to the one.
Now I go to the two.
I go to the three.
Beat his behind! I really appreciate you for saving me from that, whatever the heck it was. I'm still freezing.
I still may be cold, but I ain't hungry no damn more, I tell you. Hey, I don't even know what it was.
Me neither.
But it was good than a mug, I tell you. Ain't had no seasoned salt on it or nothing.
You know what, Martin?
Yeah.
Since there's a chance that we might not make it out of here, I just want to say that, I don't really hate you.
Oh, Pam. Oh, girl, it's a nice thing for you to say.
I'm nice sometimes.
But I don't hate you either. You know?
That's so sweet, Martin.
No doubt. Just as long as nobody can hear us.
But, you know, I always talk about you being short.
Yeah.
I realize there's a lot of other brothers shorter than you. I mean, they all in the circus.
What I call you a bow-legged buck-toothed horse.
Yeah, I know that one.
Girl, you ain't that bow-legged.
Oh, Martin, that's so sweet.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? You know how I talk about your ears being so big? Even though they are big in circus tents.
Oh.
But check it out, bro.
What?
They really do fit your peanut head.
Oh, that's cool. I was born that way.
Yeah,
I was
you
born
know,
that
you
way.
Can't help it.
You know when I said that your breath smelled like old bus seats.
I remember that one.
Now don't get me wrong. It's bad.
Okay.
But it ain't that bad. You know, got a little older every now and then though.
I'm really touched.
Yeah.
Because that is the nicest thing you ever said to me.
You deserve it, girl.
Oh, man.
I got something else to say to you, too, Pam.
What?
I'm glad Gina got you as a best friend.
Oh, Martin. Well, truth is, I wish I had somebody to take care of me the way you take care of Gina.
Straight up?
That's straight up
true. Oh, no doubt. Sam, all right, hold up.
Oh, breathe.
You know, I just get a little misty, Pam. That's all. That's one of the nicest things you ever said to me, Pam. You argue with me all the time in my house.
Don't cry.
Hey, look. Give me love.
Come on. Oh. This, Tommy? Oh my God, I wish I had a camera for this moment. Martin, baby!
Hey, get on me! Bring it on!
Bring it on!
Oh, baby!
Gina, I thought you two'd be frozen solid by now.
You okay? Huh? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we all right. We just a little cold, Tommy. That's all.
Oh, my. I knew this moment would come. I knew you guys would take care of each other. My husband and my best friend hugging like they love each other.
No, baby. We wasn't hugging. She was trying to put me in a headlock, Gina.
Please, man. I was trying to get your ears to flapping so you could fly us out of here.
Well, we better get you some medical attention right away, okay?
Please.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's dark out, man. Ain't the vet closed?
Shut up!
Hey, Tommy, Tommy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Be honest with me, man.
All right.
Who won the game?
I don't know, man. When we left, they were in triple overtime.
Here we go, man. I can't believe this. I'm missing the best game in basketball history, baby.
I know, Martin. All right. Look, let's just go back to the cabin. I'll make it up to you, okay?
What TLC say? Don't be chasing waterfalls, Gina.
Yeah, I know. Look, Martin, let's just go home, okay?
Mm.
Yeah. Baby, what's going on? Have you been drinking?
Well, I had a taste or two. But you would too, Gina, if you were stuck in a real-life horror movie with Silence of the Pam.
Just
what would you do? Girl, you're
hey,
evil.
Yeah.